I stay awake. I take out a page of notebook paper and a pen and doodle a tree, my second grade version. Hopeless. I crumple it into a ball and take out another sheet. How hard can it be to put a tree on a piece of paper? Two vertical lines for the trunk. Maybe some thick branches, a bunch of thinner branches, and plenty of leaves to hide the mistakes. I draw a horizontal line for the ground and a daisy popping up next to the tree. Somehow, I don't think Mr. Freeman is going to find much emotion in it. I don't find any. He started out as such a cool teacher. Is he going to make us thrash around with this ridiculous assignment without helping us? Acting. We get a day off for Columbus Day. I go to Heather's house. I wanted to sleep in, but Heather really, really, really wanted me to come over. There's nothing on television anyway. Heather's mom acts very excited to see me. She makes us mugs of hot chocolate to take upstairs and tries to convince Heather to invite a whole group for a sleepover. Maybe Melly could bring some of her friends. I don't mention the possibility that Rachel would slit my throat on her new carpet. I show my teeth like a good girl. Her mother pats my cheek. I am getting better at smiling when people expect it. Heather's room is finished and ready for viewing. It does not look like a fifth grader's or a ninth grader's. It looks like a commercial for vacuum cleaners, all fresh paint and vacuum cleaner lines in the carpet. The lilac walls have a few art